With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The U.S. and Iran set to hold a second round of talks this week over Tehran's nuclear program. President Trump has also repeatedly threatened to use force to compel Tehran to agree to limit its program. A major pledge from the Trump administration's new Board of Peace.
President Donald Trump says on social media that members of his new Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel for international stabilization and police forces in the territory. The president says he'll make a formal announcement on Thursday during the group's first meeting. Indonesia's military has already said that up to 8,000 of its troops should be ready by the end of June for a possible deployment to Gaza. The United Nations, World Bank, and European Union estimate that reconstruction of Gaza will cost $70 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military boarding up another oil tanker and its sanctions crackdown.
U.S. military forces board another sanctioned tanker in the Indian Ocean after tracking the Veronica 3 from the Caribbean Sea in an effort to target illicit oil connected to Venezuela. The Pentagon releasing video and a statement. Venezuela has been facing U.S. sanctions of its oil for years, relying on a shadow fleet of falsely flagged tankers to smuggle crude. According to the Treasury Department, the Veronica 3 is a Panamanian-flagged vessel under U.S. sanctions related to Iran. I'm Julie Walker.
The abduction of 10 mine workers in Mexico raising questions again about the government's touted security improvements. In late January, gunmen abducted workers from a Canadian-owned silver and gold mine near Panuco. Authorities have identified five bodies, working to identify five more. The president, Claudia Sheinbaum, points to lower homicide rates. This is SRN News. Robots creating a religion. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument, the flag taken down from a flagpole in the National Park Service run site, which centers in a tiny park in New York. Park Service says it's simply complying with recent guidance that clarifies long-standing flag policies and applies them. The monument was established during the Biden administration. This is SRN News. Well, the latest Congressional Budget Office forecast on debt and deficits over the next 30 years, pretty scary, with debt as a share of our GDP catapulting to all-time highs. But correspondent Ken Lorman says there's more to these numbers than meets the eye.
The CBO expects debt as a share of the GDP to catapult to all-time highs. But economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline points out that the forecast is based on an annual economic growth rate of about 1.8% for the next few decades. That is only slightly more than half the yearly U.S. growth for the past 100 years. CBO predicted 2% growth last year, and yet the last three quarters were twice that high.
Conservative economists say they believe the type of growth can be achieved just by continuing President Trump's policies on taxes and energy. More details, srnnews.com.